And so we did a survey of all the roads, and they actually surveyed the surface of the roads, but also the base and everything underneath. And that way, if we had a road that, you know, it kind of looked okay on top, but the base was just going to completely fall out from underneath it, we could tackle all that at the same time. And so it actually gave us a priority list. It went through and sorted all the data. So we have a map of, I think there's 6 ratings on there that we can use to prioritize our roads along with traffic patterns and those sorts of things. And then the other thing that we try to tackle when we do this is to work on the infrastructure underneath. And so I know people have seen where we have a water line break. We go and we patch this piece of pavement, and then all of a sudden, a day later, there's another geyser where the water line's broken again. And so the last thing we want to do is get out there and fix a nice, you know, block of road, and then, you know, 5 weeks later, we've cut it up 4 times because the water lines are keep breaking and